Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
So we got this call yesterday after we re-ran Ghosted. One of our Ghosted earlier this week was quite explosive. Call was quite the opposite, although she was inspired to call us by Ghosted. So have a listen to Christina and how she wants to reach out to somebody she hasn't seen for 5 years.
So what happened is we dated for a year, and he was, to sum it up, the love of my life.
Oh.
I've never felt more comfortable or like myself when I was with him.
Wow.
Yeah. And he just kind of had a way of adding to who you already are and just really had a way of making you feel confident when you were around him. I don't know. I know that's such a weird quality to like in someone, but...
No, it's not weird at all. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just... I don't know. He was great with my family. He made me feel special every single day. For a year, we're just like in this love bubble. And I don't know. Once I hit 30, I just got that pressure of... with my friends and my family of reaching a certain goal at that age, getting married and
having kids.
So I pretty much gave Dylan like an ultimatum, and when I didn't get the answer I wanted, I left.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
So I ended up getting married like a year and a half later, and I felt like it was rushed. I felt like it wasn't right. The pandemic just really opened my eyes to a lot. I'm sure that happened to a lot of people. And my marriage just fell apart. So to kind of sum it up, I lost my job. I was in a dark place, and I realized like I had to get out. The only way to go up is to go down, you got to go up, right? So it's like I knew I had to like get out of this situation I was in. So I filed for divorce. I went back to school, and now I'm becoming a chef. And I just... the one thing that I can't get off my mind is Dylan. Like, where is that? What is he doing? Does he have kids? Does he still think about me? Like,
yeah.
Now, we'd asked her if she'd like crept his social media, and she's like, no, I got rid of social media too. Like, it was... a lot of people actually have. I know a lot of people that are like completely off Instagram. Yeah. And they're like, this is great.
A new world.
Yeah. So what we told her we would do is kind of like Ghosted, but in reverse. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to call this guy, and you're going to hear it at 8:00 this morning. You're going to hear the call, and... she's going to be listening on the phone, but not saying anything. Because my thinking is, if he's married, if there's something going on there, it might put him in a really awkward spot. And that's the last thing that we would want to do. And I think the last thing, frankly, she would want to do. Yeah. But, you know, maybe, and this is where I get scared, right? Because 5 years is a long time. Jax, the entire time yesterday, was like, oh, this definitely seems like your person. He's your lobster.
It Believe in love, man.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, so you're going to hear Christina in a couple hours, and this guy, Dylan. We're going to give him a shout, and we'll see what happens. And hopefully, it's not a mess. It would be nice to have, like, some hopeful story.
Wouldn't it?
I'm just not really holding out hope for it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the Grammys have been officially postponed indefinitely. They were supposed to... supposed to happen January 31st, but, you know, everybody's worried about Omicron. And even in the States where they maybe view it a lot differently than we do, they're saying, there's no way that we can crowd that many people because it's 20,000 people in a hockey arena and a bunch of artists into one place. All we need, you know, you think about it, if you're the Grammys, you need, like, you get one bad breakout.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy for this to happen because it's so transmissible. And that's terrible press for you. And it just makes you look bad. And I can tell you, the health thing is secondary.
Yeah.
The thought here for them is, well, we just don't want that kind of...
press. They don't want 100%. That reputation. And we saw a lot of artists that started going on their tours in the beginning of December. And it was like a domino effect. A ton of artists got COVID.
Yes.
Yeah, very quickly.
Yeah. So they are saying that they're going to move it at some point. They just don't know where and when. You know, maybe sometime in March... but obviously they don't have a specific date because we're not really sure when this variant is supposed to, like, in certain countries, it's already peaked, it's had its wave, and then it's leaving. But in North America, it's just getting started.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Just hanging out for a while.
I was curious, though, to be honest with you, because they usually announce the artist performing end of November, early December, right? Mm-hmm. And there has been no mention of who's going to be on stage. So they obviously were nervous that something was happening because they were holding off and holding off and holding off.
Part of me wondered if they made the postponement because no artist would commit.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Like, if you think about it, you know, you've got that many artists together, which means you have that many entourages together and road crews and everything else that comes with being an artist. Like, if you're an artist at the Grammys, if you're one of the major artists, you have like 10 people there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You've got your stylist, you got makeup, you got people from the record company, your agent, your family.
Yeah.
So all those types of people all coming together at once. It's one thing if you're on tour, everybody's together on the road. Mm-hmm. But you've got like 30 or 40 artists there.
Yeah, true. True.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So, and you know, frankly, if you're the artist and you've got a tour ahead of you and there's millions of dollars on the line.
Yeah.
Are you going to the Grammys or are you just going to say, sorry, I'll skip it this year and maybe next year and I'm going to go on tour and make my money?
I'll stay safe and I'm still relevant.
Yeah.
It's all okay.
100%. Yeah. It's not like they pay you to go to the Grammys. No, in fact, you actually have to pay to be into the Grammys. So like all those performances, you know, when they have all the stage stuff, the artists, all of them pay for that.
Pay for the sets.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't
so
know
when
that
you
part.
Have
really.
So the way it works is the it's oftentimes it's like a split between the record company. So if the record company is really getting behind your record, you've got a hit single, the record company will front X amount of dollars,
really?
Which then on the subsequent tour that you go on afterwards, you pay back.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Like and that's the thing. That's why a lot of people don't love the way the record industry is run because you know, they'll front you the money for the album, whatever, but you as the artist have to go then, you know, traipsing around the world working that off. And oftentimes, artists finish their first album and their first tour and they're still in debt.
Really?
To the record company. Yes.
Music daddy 100, Adam over 100%. Here. I didn't know this.
It's pretty wild. Yeah. So I can imagine that it doesn't seem like a very good investment at the moment.
Not very lucrative. No.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, one of the things that we do know is Olivia Rodrigo and Billie Eilish both have 7 nominations. Doja Cat, Justin Bieber have 8 nominations.
Wow.
John Batiste actually has 11. So I guess they're going to want to know if they won or not.
Yeah.
I would assume probably March or April.
I wonder if they'll do it at all. I wonder
they're
if they're
going to
hold it. Really? I don't know.
Well, I mean, they got to do it. I mean, if you got all those nominations, you have to award it.
I think they'll just announce and then send it out and then have a recipient list and that's it. I think they're just going to be quiet. After all the press with Drake and The Weeknd, I think it's time that they just lay low. I do.
All right. We'll see what happens. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How's this for a nightmare? A woman was forced to quarantine with her Tinder date after both of them tested positive for COVID.
Yikes.
So they're from Australia, and she's been documenting her quarantine on TikTok, and it's with her Tinder date. Her name is Sarah, and she has not obviously revealed her Tinder date's name because I guess they've wanted to be quiet, but they have to isolate together. And there's been a montage that she's posted of her and her date and the first few days in quarantine, which apparently has entailed ordering Uber Eats, drinking beer, and doing loads of laundry.
That's awfully intimate for a first date.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I hope that they like each other in at least as friends. Because there's been some dates where if I had to quarantine with them, no thank you.
Yeah, you don't want to go on a second date, much less quarantine.
Right.
Ooh. I'm sure they have to make it work. I'm sure they're being amicable, even if they don't like each other. Because you have to make it work. Like, you can't leave.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I'm not really sure. I'm just trying to think about, you know, all the things that you have to do when you move in with somebody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you have to get used to their rhythm. Mm-hmm. You have to... How do they problem solve? My thing is, like, how high do you get? Like, when you get upset, how upset do you get?
Yeah.
And then, and then how does a person deal with that problem?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm upset, I want to know that they're going to... Someone I'm with is going to be like, hey, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. That's always the first thing you say. I'm sorry to hear that. Let's talk about it, whatever. But a Tinder date doesn't owe you that.
They don't owe you anything.
What if you're depressed about quarantining and you have to, that's the person you have to talk to.
Imagine you're an anxious person, the other person doesn't like anxious people, and you're literally quarantining together. I can't imagine that. I find the hardest thing to get to know about somebody is how clean they are. So imagine you're like with a really messy person on a Tinder date and you have to quarantine with them, living in a trash hole. That'd be awful. That's my worst nightmare.
Do you think, okay, so you live with your girlfriend Michelle for a year?
6 months, yeah.
6 months. Yeah. How do you think you would have done after the first date if you guys had to quarantine together?
I think we would have been okay, but I think probably by the end, I would have got on her nerves.
You think so?
My energy. Yeah, my energy.
Well, because you're always high energy?
Yeah, I just would have been a little too wacky, and she would have been like chilling and disassociating because we're literally in a pandemic. But we would have been okay, though. I think we would have had fun.
I like that.
Just romanticize the pandemic, you know? Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I wonder what you would have been like that first or second morning in quarantine with Michelle, you guys barely knowing each other. Yeah. Would you have been up early and like in someone's face, or what would you do?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah,
it's
I think
me.
You might have driven me crazy too.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's finally going to get easier, apparently, to get rapid tests in Ontario. So rapid antigen COVID tests obviously have been unreasonably difficult to acquire in Toronto and Ontario in general. But Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his team announced yesterday in a presser that they plan to get 140 million more tests out to Canadians nationwide before the end of January. So this is hopefully going to be coming out in the next few weeks. This equals out to be 4 times the amount that we requested each provincially. So it sounds like we're hopefully going to have 4 per person. I mean, I will, you know, believe it when I see it, but by the end of this month, we should hopefully have more rapid tests on the ground. Kanye West is planning a show at Madison Square Garden this month, and it's also going to be televised once again. He was leaving a restaurant in New York City, and he was hopping in the car. A fan asked him, "Hey, are you doing another show this anytime soon?" And he yelled out, "This month," and he also smiled in the video.
Oh.
So big news in all regards.
Good.
And Billie Eilish will reportedly headline Coachella now that Travis Scott has been dropped. So according to a report from TMZ, Eilish has signed on to perform at the festival in support of her 2021 album, Happier Than Ever. If TMZ sources are correct, this would be her second time doing the stage. Obviously, this time being a headliner would be bigger. And the news of her headlining follows reports that Travis was dropped after the tragedy that happened a couple months ago. So all of this waiting to be confirmed. And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thanks, Jax. Now, don't forget, Monday, the $100,000 Destroy Your Debt contest is back, starting at 8 o'clock. And all day long, here's where you need to set your alarm. 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, and 6. 6 opportunities for you to get in the draw for a life-changing amount of money. There's your down payment. 100 grand with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Destroy Your Debt's back Monday.
Woo!
$100,000. And what's great about it is that it's not like... it's not like you can't qualify again and again and again and again.
Exactly.
So every day there's going to be 6 opportunities for you to get on this. 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, and 6. We're going to give you a keyword. And you don't have to race to text it in. You don't have to call in. This is the best part about this is you just go to 99.9virginradio.ca and you enter the word. That is it. There's like a piece right on the front page. You click on it. You enter whatever the keyword is that particular hour. And you're in. And so you could... because it's going to go on for a few weeks. You could enter every single time and give yourself the best shot.
At your leisure, too. That's what I like when you say you don't have to rush. You can just do it when you want to do it.
100%. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, obviously, your odds of winning this lottery, because essentially, you know, you're sort of somewhat of a lottery, right?
Yeah.
Way better than it would be any other.
Oh, for sure.
And you've got every opportunity to enter the same pot several different times. I asked Jax this yesterday. And I just want to—I want you to be prepared for this. I asked Jax yesterday. I'm like, so you win $100,000. Who's the first person that hits you up for money? And Jax said her mom.
She would. She
and
would.
What was your? What did the money limit? What was the money limit you put on it?
$5,000. Yeah, I don't want to give her too much.
You don't want to
let her get carried away, because then she'll be back. I owe her. I owe her for sure. So
I owe my dad some money for something that he helped me out with.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the first person who hit me up. Yeah. Who'd hit me up, and I think rightfully so.
Yeah.
So remember.
Well, yeah. If you owe him.
Yeah.
Give him
I'm paying him off.
Yeah.
I'm paying him off.
Give him money. course.
Yeah, he's. I'm very close. We're very close to paying off, but it's just one of those things where I needed his help with something.
You better enter this draw.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could. We cannot. Yeah. But starting Monday, that's January 10th, $100,000 and you. 8 o'clock Monday morning, we want you in for the $100,000 Destroy Your Debt Contest on Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If New Year's means new year, new you to you, maybe you're considering changing your job. How about this? Being famous on TikTok, and I know you're rolling your eyes like, oh my God, I'm gonna be the famous TikTok people and do the stupid dances or whatever. First off, there's way more to TikTok than the stupid
dances.
There
really is.
Secondly, you can do what this guy does and catch people cheating on each other.
Love it.
And then make it part of your TikTok content. So, this is absolutely, I think his name's Xavier Long, and he has over 800,000 followers.
Oof.
And that's just since June.
Yeah.
And he has a business where literally he does something called, and he's 20. So you're going to hate this. He does something called the loyalty test.
Oh, no. A sleuth.
So it all began when a random guy slid into his DMs asking if he would message his girlfriend to see if she would pass the loyalty test. So what this guy will do is he'll message people and be like, hey. And then somebody will be like, hey. And be like, hey, just saw you on my suggested, thought you were cute. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, oh, thanks. And then sometimes they'll respond and be like, oh, thanks. I have a boyfriend, though. And then he'll be like, well, can I get your snap without him knowing? And usually they say no, but sometimes they say yes.
Excuse me.
And then they go on and say, so here's the thing. People started doing this mm-hmm. more and more and more with this one guy. Hey, can you do this? Because he's a good looking guy, yeah. right? And he says he makes about $200 a day.
Damn.
Doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. He said that's my average, though. Lately, it's been more like $2,000 a week.
Ooh.
So he's making over $100,000 a year. Just messaging people on Instagram.
I follow a woman who does something similar and busts men cheating and all the garbage men on the net. It's incredible. So I'm very intrigued by this. It's also, you know, got to put people to the test sometimes. I mean, not for the internet's sake.
Here's the thing. If you're already in a place where you're like,
yes, yeah,
I got to message somebody, yeah. a stranger, and pay them.
Yeah.
Like, I understand people have to do that. I know people, like, will hire private investigators to follow their partner around. I know that.
Yeah.
But I think already you're probably not in a great place.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's sort of like, if you're not married, just end it.
Yeah, just end it. If you are, like, I always say, if you're looking through somebody's phone for something, that's usually a sign.
100%.
Those are the red flags that you need to know. You should probably wrap things up.
Now, if you're him, I got to ask, okay? So you're the guy who has to do the loyalty test.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad doing it? Or do you go, whatever, these people asked me to do it, they paid me to do it, I'm going to make my money.
I think he's 20 and making $100,000 a year. I don't think he cares.
No.
I don't think so.
That's true. I think at 33, I'd feel guilty.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. Just seems greasy.
A good soul.
It's Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. What?
Can you tell the story of what happened this morning when you got into work? You got a text message from your partner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you, I don't know, you didn't describe her as lazy. But it was one of those where you kind of had to roll your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought sharing with the class would be very funny.
My girlfriend, Michelle, is not a lazy woman, but this was a very, very lazy move. So we recently just moved into a new place in June, and it has two floors. That's what you can get.
Whoa!
In the East End. Whoa.
Two whole floors.
And what happened this morning was that Michelle texted me from bed. She woke up and texted me and asked me if I could turn up the thermostat from my phone because we have the Nest app.
And you're in here.
I'm at work because she doesn't want to get out of bed. Because she doesn't have the app on her phone. So she was so cold. So she was frigid. She was suffering in bed. So she contacted me instead of going down. And who knows when I would have got back to her or seen the message. But she needed to get in touch with me so I could turn up the thermostat.
See, okay. So
that is a petty move.
I respect the move.
Really?
I respect the move. And I have to say, I'm the holder of the app for the temperature in my house. Because here's the thing. Natalie, my girlfriend, will have it at like 23, 24 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a sauna for someone like me. Yeah. I am so hot.
You're
and
always
especially,
sweaty.
Especially at night. And I've done like a bunch of research and I've watched like a whole bunch of different things on how to get a great sleep. Because obviously we wake up early and I'm a great sleeper as it is, but I don't want to be tired. Yeah. I want to be energized and amped up for the show. And one of the things they always say is your temperature's got to be about 18 degrees Celsius for you to have the maximal sleep. Like it's got to be a bit cooler. And so at night, the reason I won't let her download the phone, or I always discourage her from downloading the app, is because I know at night it'd be like 23 degrees inside the house.
There's 100%. Always one.
And then you sit there and you realize you're like, oh my God, I'm my father. I am my dad.
We're made of money here.
Yeah. Are we heating the outside? Close the door.
In the summertime, when I was back in Nova Scotia, because she likes it a lot cooler than me, and I also don't like spending money. So when I was in Nova Scotia, I would turn down the air conditioning on her. Like from afar. And
from your mom?
No, like from my phone in Nova Scotia when she was at home. I would turn off the air conditioning because I was like, are we made of money? We live in Toronto. You think we
would
have air conditioning money? Yeah, she'd be like, something's wrong. The first time she's like, I think something's wrong with the fan. Every time we put it on, it turns off. And I was like, no way. That's crazy.
She's in the house just sweating bullets while you're next to the ocean with breeze.
I'm three provinces away being cheap.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
2022 Grammys have officially been postponed indefinitely due to COVID-19 fear. So we kind of heard this earlier in the week that they may be holding things off, but it's been announced officially. They said that a new date for the event will be announced soon. So they're being very, very vague on it. I mean, they hadn't even announced the lineup of artists yet, so we know that they weren't really fully ready to go. But you know what? Better safe than sorry. Kanye West is apparently planning a show at Madison Square Garden that's going to be streamed online, so hopefully he'll actually go through with it. He was talking to a fan while he was coming out of a restaurant last night, and the fan said, yo, yay, when you doing another online show? And he said, this month. So that's
great.
I mean, it could all be true, but hopefully it is.
Especially for a city, like, first off, I'm so jealous of New York that they're able to go to shows.
Right.
Secondly, it's good for people like us who cannot.
Yes.
And we still kind of want to be there.
The good thing about the pandemic is the online access.
Yeah.
That's been really
cool.
And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Now, I'm including this in trending because it's been all anybody's ever talked about on our Virgin Radio Instagram page over the last 24 hours. This is Christina. She called us yesterday and she wants to do a ghosted in reverse for a guy named Dylan who she dated about 5 years ago. She gave him an ultimatum. They broke up and she's been thinking about it ever since.
So what happened is we dated for a year and he was, to sum it up, the love of my life.
Oh.
I've never felt more comfortable or like myself when I was with him.
Wow.
And he just kind of had a way of adding to who you already are and just really had a way of making you feel confident when you were around him. I don't know. I know that's such a weird quality to like in someone, but...
No, it's not weird at all. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great with my family. He made me feel special every single day. For a year, we were just like in this love bubble. And I don't know, once I hit 30, I just got that pressure of, with my friends and my family, of reaching a certain goal at that age, getting married and
having kids.
So I pretty much gave Dylan like an ultimatum. And when I didn't get the answer I wanted, I left.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
So I ended up getting married like a year and a half later, and I felt like it was rushed. I felt like it wasn't right. The pandemic just really opened my eyes to a lot. I'm sure that happened to a lot of people. And my marriage just fell apart. So to kind of sum it up, I lost my job. I was in a dark place, and I realized like I had to get out. The only way to go up is to go down, you got to go up, right? So it's like I knew I had to like get out of this situation I was in. So I filed for divorce. I went back to school and now I'm becoming a chef. And I just the one thing that I can't get off my mind is Dylan. Like, where is that? What is he doing? Does he have kids? Does he still think about me? Like,
yeah.
So we have Dylan's phone number. And we're going to call him after 8 o'clock. About 8.06, 8.08, depending upon what songs we're playing and how long they are. So we'll bring Christina back. We'll call Dylan. And we'll see what happens. A lot can happen in 5 years.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's minus 4, but it feels like minus 12. I don't know how that works. But that's what they're telling us. Minus 2 is the high today. We're going to have a little bit of flurries on the way home. But from what I understand, and don't hold me to this because I'm not a weatherman, the flurries shouldn't stick around too long. And it won't, like, interrupt your drive home. It'll just be a nice kind of pleasant thing to look at.
You have a weather woman on the show.
Okay, weather woman. What do we know about this afternoon's snow?
Snow could be on and off throughout the afternoon.
Wow. Ooh.
Read that on the internet.
Jax Irwin, everybody.
There you go, GTHA.
So here's the here's what's going to happen. We have Christina on the phone. If you haven't met Christina, I just played the clip, but I'm going to play it one more time for you because in a couple of songs, we're making a phone call that is going to determine the next few months of her life, at least. So here's Christina. She basically, she met a guy 6-7 years ago. His name was Dylan. And when she turned 30, about 5 years ago, she said to him, listen, I want to get married and have kids now.
Yeah.
Because she felt like she was under pressure. And gave him an ultimatum, and he said no. And they broke up. So about a year later, she gets married to somebody else. It's the wrong marriage. The pandemic hits. She gets laid off. So she goes through divorce. She gets laid off. She's completely changed her life and is training to be something else completely. And she's been thinking about this guy for a long, long time. Take a listen.
I ended up getting married like a year and a half later. And I felt like it was rushed. I felt like it wasn't right. The pandemic just really opened my eyes to a lot. I'm sure that happened to a lot of people. And my marriage just fell apart. So to kind of sum it up, I lost my job. I was in a dark place and I realized like I had to get out. The only way to go up is to go down, you got to go up, right? So it's like I knew I had to like get out of this situation I was in. So I filed for divorce. I went back to school and now I'm becoming a chef. And I just, the one thing that I can't get off my mind is Dylan. Like, where is that? What is he doing? Does he have kids? Does he still think about me? Like,
and I got to tell you, Christina's call yesterday was completely out of the blue.
Yeah.
We were shocked by it. And there's a bunch of people rooting for her. Like, it's the thing that people were talking about on the Instagram page. All night I was getting DMs this morning from people going, I can't wait for 8 o'clock. I can't wait for 8 o'clock. So it looks like it's going to be about, we got 5 minutes worth of music. It's 8:03. 8:08 is when we will have Christina on the phone and we will call Dylan. So this is like Ghosted, but it's in reverse because Ghosted tends to be a little messy. We're hoping and praying that this is good. Although I have my doubts.
Hey.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So yesterday, around this time, you met Christina. And Christina called us with a proposal, and that was essentially this. Christina, the story with you and this guy, Dylan, is that you were together, you hit 30, you gave him an ultimatum and said, hey, listen, I want to get married and have kids, and he wasn't quite there yet. And then you guys break up because of this ultimatum. You get married like a year later. It's the wrong guy. It's the wrong circumstance. Mm-hmm. Your marriage has dissolved. You've started a new career after losing your job. Like it's been a tough pandemic for you, and you can't stop thinking about this guy, Dylan. Do I have that right?
You said it perfect.
Okay. Now, what Christina asked us to do yesterday, if you missed it, is she wanted us to find him and reach out to him, kind of like we do on Ghosted. And my thing is, a lot can happen. It's been 5 years. A lot can happen. And so I want Jax and I to talk to him because, Christina, we do have his phone number.
Oh, my God.
We were able to find the phone number. We have his phone number.
What's happening? I wasn't sure what you were going to say. I thought you were going to make me download Instagram.
No.
We wouldn't do that to you.
Got his phone number.
Okay.
He doesn't know we're calling, though. So the thing is, I don't know if he's married. I don't know what's going on in his life. He's got a pretty small online presence, to be honest with you. So we're going to call Dylan, and Jax and I are going to chat with him. And then, you know, if he's single, we can go down that road, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm born ready right now.
Born ready.
Ready, locked and loaded.
Let's call Dylan.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Dylan, please?
Yeah, this is Dylan.
Hi, Dylan. It is Adam Wilde from Virgin Radio. I'm with my co-host, Jax. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Is there a reason you're calling? Or?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, well, we want to say Happy New Year. We have a contest running, and your name was submitted.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Good way to start the new year, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But we have a few questions we'd like you to answer before you qualify for skill testing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, go for it.
Okay. So the first one is, do you live in Toronto?
Yep, I sure do. I actually live over on Danforth.
Oh, okay, great. Looking at my notes here to make sure I get all the questions right. Number two, are you in a relationship?
No, not right at the moment, no.
Okay. Question three. What do you recall from your relationship with a certain individual named Christina?
Christina, huh?
Yeah.
What does this have to do with the contest, or is this part of...
Trust me. Just trust me. What do you remember about her?
Well, I remember that being a really great time in my life. I remember, I liked her a lot in a really short amount of time. Fell in love, and it was really quick. And, I remember feeling very hurt by her. Yeah, I definitely remember that.
Okay. And that's fair. Would you ever consider seeing Christina again?
Actually, yeah, I'd love to see her again, but she's married now, as I know, so that's not exactly...
I'm not, Dylan, I'm not married. I'm not married anymore, Dylan. I'm not married. Hey. Sorry. It's Christina. Yeah.
Christina?
Yeah, I miss you so much. I'm sorry for contacting you like this. I was just scared to touch you directly.
You hurt me. I
took
a while to get over that.
I know, but I just...
God, it's crazy. Through being without you, though, to be honest with you, even more, Christina, I miss you. I miss you.
Can we talk right now? Are you okay with that? Can I see you?
Yeah, this is crazy. Are you free to later today? I'll go catch up over dinner tonight.
Absolutely. I am available.
I am free. Yes, I am free for that.
Well, I guess you're going to have to go over to someone's house because the restaurants aren't open, yeah. But I'm happy with the way this went. I have to admit I had my reservations. Jax was all the way in on this.
Knew it. Love is real.
Love
is real.
So, listen, we know that, things are complicated with the COVID restrictions or whatever. So we will set you up like an Uber Eats gift card or something.
Yeah.
And you guys can order in and chat and reconnect. And everybody's good with that?
Yeah. I can't wait.
You still have the same number, Dylan?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay.
Christina, you had his number the whole time?
I wasn't sure if it was the same one.
Christina, do you know how long I searched for that yesterday?
Let her be.
Come on.
She's in love.
It's the same number.
Have fun.
Okay, all right. Hey, congratulations, you two. Please keep in touch. Yeah. We want an update.
Message us.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was our first reverse ghosted. I think we can call that a reconnection. I don't want to call that ghosted because ghosted's different, right?
Let's go with reconnection.
So Christina, if you missed it, about a song ago, wanted to reconnect with a guy named Dylan that she stopped dating about 5 years ago. Yeah. She was feeling like, I gotta have kids. I gotta get married.
Yeah.
Anyway, married the wrong guy afterwards. And anyway, we just reconnected them, and here's how it went.
Actually, yeah, I'd love to see her again, but she's married now, as I know, so that's not exactly
good. I'm not married. I'm not married anymore, Dylan. I'm not married.
Christina?
Oh, I miss you so much. I'm sorry for contacting you like this. I was just scared to touch you directly.
So they're getting together, I guess, tonight. We're going to pick up their Uber Eats, because we always do that, right? It's like, hey, if you're going to... You know, it's too bad there's no, like, romantic restaurants that they could be open.
I have a feeling they're going to find their own romance, Adam.
Well, okay, so I have to be honest with you. I thought this was, I'm like, we are...
You doubted it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. People change in 5 years. People get married and have kids and do other things. And so it's a miracle that this guy was single.
He was her one.
Okay.
It's true.
I mean, I'm totally happy, and I'm heartwarmed and all of those things. Just give them time. Let's not force this on
to fall in love and get married. You got it.
So the text messages are.
Goodness, yeah.
I can't believe all the messages coming in right now. And by the way, if you would like to relive this moment and watch it, watch how it went down in the studio. We have the video.
Yes.
It is. If it's not posted already, it will be in about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
At Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram, you'll be able to watch it all day. Share it with your friends. Whatever it is. Jax, what are people saying?
Oh, Sherry from the 289 said, wow, this makes me second guess leaving my ex, crying like a baby right now. A lot of tears in the GTA right now. A text from the 905 said, I'm crying so much right now. A text from the 416 said, I'm bawling in my car right now. This is beautiful. Casey from the 289 said, am I experiencing a real life rom-com right now? I'm so teary-eyed right now. Oh my goodness. And Kayla from the 705 said, thanks, Virgin. On my way to work, 3 months pregnant and bawling my eyes out. I'm so happy for Christina and Dylan. So sweet.
A bunch of messages are asking for Christina and Dylan's social media. We're not going to give you that.
We're not allowed to.
Yeah, well, it's just not. Yeah. Like, give them time.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like they're not a reality show. They didn't get paid for that. So it's one of those things where I feel like, you know, it's important that we give them some privacy.
But maybe when they get married, we'll have them back on the show.
Okay, sure. Sure, maybe.
I love it. I feel so warm right now. It's a dark world right now.
The most recent text we just got from the 647, is this reconnect about to be a new segment? I'm so happy with this turnout. I mean, I think that's up to you. If you listen to that and you liked it,
yeah.
We could set something up. I don't know how many more reconnections we can do. Like Ghost, it happens.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
People ghost each other all the time. Reconnections are a little bit, I don't know.
I don't know
how many of those are around.
With the pandemic, and especially like the messages I got on my Instagram yesterday when we talked about this, the pandemic has torn a lot of people apart. So I feel like there may be more than we know.
Okay. So I leave it to you. Yeah. We're going to vote on this.
Yeah.
Hit us up. 999-999. Hit us up on our DMs or on the comment section.
Yeah.
If you'd like to have something like this, we can sort of try to put something together. If it just turns out to be a one-off thing, that's fine too, because it was really... The two of them are pretty damn sweet.
I want more. Love is real.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We need you to weigh in on this. Is this the laziest text message you've ever heard in your entire life? Because Jax is calling out her partner, Michelle, and she says that it is. So let's talk about 6 a.m.
6 a.m., I'm off to work. I'm here, and...
You're on the show. We're live.
We're live. Sorry. Yeah, 6 a.m. Time portal here. I'm off to work. I'm here, and I receive a text, and Michelle is an early riser, but nah, man, she's not up that early. I receive a text from her. I'm like, oh, she's saying good morning. She is not. Instead, she is messaging me, hey, can you turn up the heat on the Nest app? On your phone.
The Nest app.
The Nest app, which is like a thermometer.
Okay.
Like it's our thermostat, but on an app. Because I'm too lazy to go downstairs. I don't want to get out of bed.
Now, your house that you rent is two floors.
It is two floors.
So it's one set of stairs.
Yeah.
But she's in bed.
She's in bed.
And it's that early morning, warm, comfy feeling.
Yep. So instead of, like, because I wouldn't have received the text, we're working. Who knows when I would have got that. So instead of her going downstairs to make sure that the heat is up, she waits for me to turn it up and respond to her.
Oh.
Like she's not getting out of bed.
Oh, she just waited.
She just waited.
Okay, so this is...
And didn't even say thank you.
No?
No, when she woke up, she said thank you, but
So Jax is like, can you believe this?
Yeah, like what?
And I was like, yeah, I can believe it. I would do that. I actually, I'm the one who controls the thermometer at my place, so I'm lucky, and I've got a similar to Nest. It's an Echo Bee for the house I rent.
Yeah.
So that's what they had already in there. So I have my Echo Bee app, and I just kind of bring it up and down.
Somebody just texted us from the 289. My wife does the exact same thing. She is home. I'm at work, and I'll get a text to turn on the heat. Like, is this a thing now? Is this a thing? I do feel bad. I was saying earlier, when I was in Nova Scotia in the summer, Michelle likes the air conditioning on, and I'm cheap, so I don't like it on. So what I would do when I was in Nova Scotia is turn down the air conditioning from my phone when I saw that it was on. And she at first was like, I think there's something wrong with the air conditioning. But I was just turning it down because we're not made of money, Michelle. Okay? She didn't like that at all.
You call me cheap and you're worried about air conditioning.
Listen, my last 9 apartments didn't have it. I'm not used to this luxury, okay?
Fair enough. So here's what we want to ask. 999-416-872-9999. If this rings true for you, or you have a partner that can out lazy.
Yeah,
Michelle.
Which partner are you in this?
Yeah. And frankly, I don't know if it's lazy. To me, there's like a difference between lazy and the work hard, work smart thing.
Don't do the efficiency
thing.
I think she was working smart on that.
I think, why get out of bed? That warmth, that layer of warmth that you have when you wake up and it's like 6 a.m., you can't recreate that. Once you're out of bed, the coolness gets in there. It takes all night to bake that in. You need that. And she could have lost that if she got up.
You're making her sound like she was in pain.
Like, Jax.
Stop.
Don't you love her, Jax? So, 999-999 text. 416-872-9999. Can you get us a story that outlazies Jack's partners, Michelle?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's the laziest text that you've ever received from your partner? Jax, tell us again what Michelle texted you this morning at 6 a.m. when she woke up and it was cold.
Can you make sure the heat is at 22? I don't want to go downstairs.
That was all you got?
That was all I got. That was all, and not a please, not a good morning. I was already at work.
So you turned it up from the app on your phone?
Yep.
And then you didn't get any thank you?
I didn't get anything. I didn't get anything. It's very formal. Well, it's business text.
Jax calls that lazy. I call that, you know, do you want to work hard or do you want to work smart?
It's smart. It's one flight of stairs. We don't live in a mansion.
So we got a call here. This sounds familiar to you?
So my partner does the exact same thing, but hers is with the grocery list. So she's at home. She's upstairs and she's just chilling out. I'm at work. I'm on set doing movies. And then she calls me and she goes, babe, what's your last memory of the fridge? I'm like, what does that mean?
That is an aggressive, like, that's a lot to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It means, do we have butter, this and that, so she can just put it on her phone and then go out to the store. She doesn't want to go check in the fridge. But sitting at work, like, my last memory, can we have milk? I think. We have cheese, I think.
I love it.
What do you mean my last memory of the fridge? When did I go there last?
That is so funny, but I would be so mad at you.
Yeah, I would be so mad.
I would be so mad at her. I would be so mad at her.
What are you going to do? It's love, though. You have to.
Yeah, you do. You do, don't you?
Love and technology.
Hey, thank you so much for your call.
No problem. Thank you.
Jax, do any of the text messages that we have, are they siding with? Is anybody siding with you?
Nobody supports me. The only... Somebody just said you can do it from Google. Like, they're just giving her tips.
Oh, she could just log onto Google, like on a Google account?
We have a Google Home, and so I just texted her. And
Oh, she could have just said it to the Google Home.
Yeah, I didn't know that, so I just texted her, and I was like, hey, ask Google to turn the heat up. And she's like, oh, it works. So she could, instead of texting me, she could have just...
That's amazing.
Everybody agrees. They either agree with Michelle about asking your partner to do something for you from your bed, or they're giving her better ideas. None of them support me.
What else we got?
Oh, we got a text here. My husband gets ready for work and doesn't make a lunch when he knows I'm home. He leaves for work, and about 15 minutes later, I get a text asking me if I have time to pack a lunch for him, and he'll swing by and grab it. That is not an accident. That is just smart right there. We also have another text. I do this all the time, even when I'm just two rooms away. And another text here from the 905. To avoid doing anything in the evening, I will always wait for my husband to get up off the couch and then ask him to get me something since he's already up. I'm so guilty of that. I'm so guilty of that.
I love this text. This is aggressive. I agree with you, Jax. Get off your lazy rump and solve your own problems, Michelle.
Yeah.
I send that to Michelle. Let's see how that reaction
that'll
goes.
That'll show her. Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you're on TikTok, you got to follow this account. It's a woman who is in Australia, and she's been forced to forced to quarantine with her Tinder date because they went on a date together and both of them got the Omicron thing. And so they're fine, but they have to isolate, right? Australia's rules are a lot like ours, super, super strict.
Yeah.
And so you follow at PoppyMoore777. 13 million people have watched this. So they got their COVID tests and the news and that they had to isolate together. They were actually told you have to isolate together. Both of them have roommates, so they can't go back home. So she's got him in the house and the other roommate had to leave. And basically, they've kind of spent the first few days doing, I think, what we all would do. Ordering Uber Eats, drinking beer, and doing laundry.
That's pretty chill.
He's getting to know her dog.
Okay.
They do some Mario Kart, like N64 Mario Kart, which, like, if you played Wii Mario Kart or some of the other ones, nothing compares to N64 Mario Kart. And it's kind of neat, right? Like, it... But it got me thinking. Okay, so I remember I met Natalie, my girlfriend, on Bumble. And, you know, we went back and forth for like a couple weeks and then, you know, off and on. And then we went out and had an amazing first date. I think our first date ended up being like 8 hours
long. You guys had so much fun.
It was really cool. Really, really cool. And I'm just thinking, like, if we had both tested positive and had been forced to quarantine together. Do you ever think, would they like me? Like, she had time to get to know me, right? Your partner, Michelle, had time to get to know you. Would they have liked you if you spent 24/7 together in like the first week, as good as your first date was?
Yeah, you're still on your best behavior.
You are. Yeah, you are. But like, I don't know. Like, the thing is that like when you live with someone and you're like, these guys are just like living together. I feel like she would have been, I don't know, maybe she would have been scared off.
Yeah, like I had full-time live, it's a different thing.
She was single and had a cat. Okay. I had two dogs and a daughter who was less than two.
It's like a little farm.
It's a lot. That's a lot to step into. Yeah. I feel like I would have scared her off. Don't you think?
I mean, I don't think so. You guys work out well now, but I also have a blind optimism look at life. So
you do.
Maybe it just would have went terrible. I remember I was forced to have a 3-day date.
What?
Yeah, so when I was 16 or 17, we had something in Nova Scotia called White Wand, which was the biggest snowstorm, I think, in Canada. It was 95 centimeters of snow.
I remember that because when I moved out there two years later, when I was 19, people talked about White Wand.
It was out of control. It was the worst storm we've ever seen. And I was over at my boyfriend Derek's. And his parents were gone on a trip. So, like, we were, like, hanging out. And his big brother was home. Like, let's not get crazy. But I got stuck at his house for 3 days. And that's why I came out. No, I'm just kidding. It was nice. But you get really bored of somebody really quick if you don't want to be there, right?
Yeah.
But 3 days. That was an accidental one.
3 days.
A full quarantine? Okay. I don't know.
My parents would have dug through the 95 centimeters to come and get my butt. Like, there'd be no way my ass is staying in his house or her house or his house or whatever for 3 days. No way.
No. My dad was like, you need to come home. My mom was like, she'll figure it out.
Did you figure it out?
I eventually I did.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Turn the microphone on, Adam. Time for the three stars of today's show. And since producer Leah is at home, I'm going to be the one announcing them today.
Okay.
In fact, I told her I'm choosing them too. So there, take
bossy
Leah.
Bossy boots.
Yeah, well, you know. Number three, the woman and boyfriend who are quarantining together. They met on a Tinder date. Afterwards, both tested positive for COVID and for personal reasons. I think both of them had roommates. They had to quarantine in the same place. And so they've been getting to know each other, drinking beer, ordering Uber Eats, doing laundry, hanging with the dogs.
Imagine if they get married and then have kids and then tell their grandkids, like, that's how they met. That's kind of cool.
I think so, too. Our stories about how we met our partners, when we tell them to our grandkids, are going to be far less romantic than our grandparents' stories to us, though, I think.
Like,
our grandparents, like, well, I met after the war at a military dance. Mm-hmm. And us, it's like, we met on a hookup app.
I found him on Grindr.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
100%. Number two, Jax's girlfriend, Michelle, who messaged her this morning at 6 a.m. said, hey, can you turn up the heat? I don't want to get out of bed. And Jax has the Nest app on her phone.
Yeah.
That's number two.
And everybody thinks it's smart.
It is smart.
Not lazy.
It's do you want to work hard or do you want to work smart? That kind of warmth that you get in the early morning is irreplaceable. It takes all night to generate that. And the second you get up, it's gone. Forever.
It's so next level.
And number one is Christina and Dylan. Christina called us yesterday wanting to reconnect with her ex, Dylan, 5 years ago. And, you know, normally we kind of did it the same way we would do ghosted.
Yeah.
Although I call it a reverse ghosted. We're going to call it like reconnections or something.
Okay.
And essentially, we called him with her listening in on the phone, just like we do with ghosted, and said, hey, man, like, do you remember her? What was it like? And she, I guess, had given him an ultimatum at 30 years old and said, listen, I need to get married and have kids now. And he said no. And then, you know, he wasn't ready. And then, you know, they went their separate ways and she got married and got divorced and the pandemic happened, new job, whatever. This is what happens when we reconnect to them this morning.
Actually, yeah, I'd love to see her again, but she's married now, as I know, so that's not exactly
that. I'm not married. I'm not married anymore, Dylan. I'm not married.
Christina?
Yeah, I miss you so much. I'm sorry for contacting you like this. I was just scared to talk to you directly.
I don't know if we've done anything that's ever had elicited so many messages. Jax, what do you want to say there?
I have butterflies. Like, I'm nervous listening to that again. It's so sweet.
It's awesome. Not a dry eye in the house.
Oh, God.
And they're going to hang out and catch up tonight. We're going to pick up their like order in order, which is great. Now, if you want to watch the whole thing and how we recorded it and everything, you can always do that. Check it out at Virgin Radio Toronto. People are already weighing in, like, hundreds of comments. People are like really, really excited for them. And everybody's asking for their social media. And no, we are not giving that out. Because they're not a reality show. They are normal people with jobs and that sort of thing. We don't want to do that.
But I was saying, maybe when they get married, because I think they're going to get married, they can come back on the show.
Okay. Can you not put too much pressure on them?
I'm excited,
We've already got to the marriage thing once. I'm excited that you're excited. But just give them a minute to breathe.
Fine.
Have a great day. The wonderful and talented Shannon Burns is up next. And we will see you tomorrow morning for Friday. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.